Today's shir is Masech Tainis, Daf Tezayin. We're going to begin in Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah Barosh HaNasi that ash was put on the head of the Nasi. The Hadatani, and comments the Gemara. Then we learned in the Mishnah Kalechav Echad Naisein Baroshai. Everybody puts, after they put on the head of the Nasi the ash, then everybody puts on their own head ash. Meaning that we first put on the Nasi's head. Ask the Gemara of Eini Vatanya, we learned the Braisa in Masech the Brachas, Rebbe Omer, Begdula, when it comes to giving respect, honor, Maschilin, Ben Agadol, we first pay respect to the more prestigious person. Ubeklala, when it comes to giving something which is not so great, Maschilim Nakatan. We begin with the person of a lesser stature. But do Maschilim Nakatan, how do we know that when it comes to giving respect, we first give it to the person of the higher stature? Because the Pasuk says, V'yayim Moshal Aaron Lelozer L'Summer. First Moshal is addressed Aaron, then Lelozer, and then his summer. So the Mefarshim point out that actually this Gemara is also quoted in Masechta Brachas. But there the Gemara doesn't quote this pasuk of Yom Moshal Al-Azar Al-Aaron V'Lazar L'Samar, which is the parasha which we'll discuss with Hashem in future shiurim about the Isser for Kohanim to cut the hair. Rather, the Gemara Masechta Brachas discusses Yom Moshal Aaron V'Lazar V'Lisamar Bonav Hanoisorim, his children that remained, not of an Aviyu, having passed away, Lamer. But, and there he describes the halachas of a carbon mincha. What's better about that pasuk? So Mefarshim point out, this pasuk doesn't really teach us anything. The Yom Moshe Aaron V'Lozer L'Samar, obviously, the pasuk is going to first mention Aaron, then Elozer, then Isamar, going in chronological order. But that pasuk, there are two ways of understanding. One is the pasuk says, El Aaron, El Elozer, El Isamar, that extra L. What is the extra L needed for? To teach us that this order is specific because we speak to the older, more prestigious person first. Another pshat that I saw is that the pasuk says, Bonav HaNoisorim, that Lozer and Isamar were the children that still remained for Aaron. So obviously that the children that remained. The Torah clearly tells us that Nadav and Aviyu passed away. What did the Torah tell us, Bonav and Isorim? To teach us this thing, that Begdula, when we speak about its important things, Maschilim Ben Agadol. Beklola, when it speaks about bare things, there on the contrary, Maschilim Ben Akotin, we begin with the lesser stature. Betchil in the Skal Nochesh, because when the Torah speaks about the curse, first in Snake Eye curse, Vakach Niskal Chava, afterwards Chava, Vakach Niskal Odom. So Mefarshim asked, this is a braisa. Rebbe's teaching us that when it comes to klala, we curse the cotton first. Why do we need Rebbe to teach us? It's an open pasuk in the Torah. What's Rebbe teaching us that we don't know from the pasuk? So some Mefarshim suggest, since we know there's a rule, ein mugdam amuch b'Torah, the Torah doesn't necessarily follow chronological order, the fact that the nachash is mentioned first is not necessarily the order that it was set in. That's what Rebbe tells us, that the order is very specific. But the Mefarshim ask, of course the klala should go to the Nachash first. The Nachash is the one that caused the whole problem. So certainly he should be cursed first. What's the Torah teaching us? What's Rebbe teaching us? So I saw two terutzim to this question. One terutz is, if we look into the parasha, and Parashas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of speaking to Adam HaRishon, and while he's speaking to Adam HaRishon, he turns his attention to the snake. That while he's speaking to Adam HaRishon, he should turn his attention to the snake. That's usually not the way things are spoken. The chiddush is that because of klala, because that we have to always stop with klala, menakotin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned away from Adam and cursed the snake first. Another teretz is that we would think perhaps the Adam should be cursed first. For two reasons. Number one, the Adam heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, don't eat from that Eitz HaDas. And the Adam also is a Baal Bechira, he has the ability to make the right choice. So even though the Nachash was the instigator of the Aveira, perhaps the Adam should be punished, cursed first, teaches us the Gemara, but Klala always Maschilim in a cotton. But going back to our Sugya, here we see that when we talk about Klala, we speak about a cotton first. So why was the ash, asked the Gemara, first placed on the head of the Nasi or the Abezdin? Answers the Gemara, Hach Shivus Lado. This is actually where we pay them respect. The Amilhu, what we're essentially saying to them, Atam Chshivusay, you are so significant, Leboy Loi Rachma Kul Alma, that you should be the vehicle to daven on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, and that's why the ash is put on their head. The Farshim asked, the Gemara could have asked another question. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that what's the first, and we'll speak about this soon again, is what was the first place the ash was placed? On the Aron. So the Gemara could have asked, how can you put on the Aron first? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is greatest. The Aron represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw two answers. One is, when we have this rule, that B'gdolah Meschil Min HaGadol, B'klolah Meschil Min HaKotan, is when we're dealing with all the same. That means we're dealing with people, so by Dava Chashev we start with the most Chashev. By Dava not so Chashev we start with the less Chashev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the people, the Aron and people are not the same category, so this rule doesn't apply. Another teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara really will say, is Imay Anoichi B'tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in Tzaras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels more than anyone else, Kav Yochel, for our Tzaras. So certainly, the Aron, which is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be the first one that the ashes is put on. And then we learned, the Kolech of the Echad, everybody, Noitel V'Noisim B'Roshay, everybody puts ash on their own head. Ask the Gemara, Nasi V'Abezdin, Nami Nishku Inu V'Ninu B'Roshayu. So why by the Nasi and the Abezdin, they should put on their heads alone? Why by everybody did it put the ash themselves on the head? And why by the Nasi and Abezdin do we put ash on their heads for them? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abedim in Kisri, it's much more effective when you're embarrassed by someone else. And that's why, to get that point across, we have the ash put on by others, not by the Nasi and Abezdin himself. So Rashi asked the obvious question. If it's much more powerful when somebody puts the ash on your head, so every person should have the ash put on their head to get that point across. So Rashi seems to say that a Nasi and Abezdin who are accustomed to be treated with great respect, so then when somebody puts ash on their head, that's real embarrassment. But regular people aren't ever really treated with that much respect. So somebody else putting on the ash, them putting the ash themselves, really doesn't make that much of a difference. Another terrorist that I saw is that we're sending a message to the Nasi and Abezdin. We're counting on you. Klal Yisrael is in Tzaras, and we have this fast day, and we need you to feel for us and daven for us to get us out of these Tzaras. Where exactly on the head were it placed? On the place where the tefillin are worn. Shenemar losum le'avlei tzion, to put for the mourners of tzion, losus lemper tachas efer. When Mashiach comes, the glory, tefillin are called per, Tosfos says, will be put in the place where we had ash. And the Mefarshim say, because why is the ash put in the makom tefillin? Tefillin represents a keser, the keser taira. We lost that keser taira, and its place we're receiving the ash. So the Gemara gives a simon regarding the various subjects we're going to learn about. Rechayv teva sakim efa efa kfura maria simon. Ask the Gemara lama yotzim rechayv. Why did they go out to the town marketplace, to the town square? Rechibar ab amal lama zaaknu betzina. We daven to you in the privacy of our shuls. V'loin anina, but we haven't been responded to. Nivza atzmeinu befaresya. So now we'll go in public. And as Mefarshim explained, we did Averis B'tzina, and we did Averis B'Faresia. The tefillah that we are Mespala B'tzina is Mechaper on the Averis that we did B'tzina. And the tefillah that we're Mespala B'Faresia will be Mechaper on the Averis that we did B'Faresia.
Reish Lakish Amar Galinu Golosenu Mechaperes Leinu. By us going into Golos, leaving the comfort of our home and our shul, that should bring us a kapara. My benai, what's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, Ik benayu the gol mebei knishta lebei knishta. If you could go from one shul to another. If the point is just to accomplish Golos, so we have Golos. We're not in our familiar shul. If, on the other hand, the purpose is to be in the street, so to speak, and be embarrassed in the public, so it's not good enough just to go to another shul, we should go in the street. The Mefarshim point out, so we have machloikis. What does Golos mean? Does Golos mean going from shul to shul, or does Golos mean going to street? We're dealing with a drabonin. We know that Allah is the suffix drabonin, lahakal. So what does our Mishnah say? We go to the street. Shouldn't our Mishnah say that we go to another shul? We should be more makel. So Mefarshim explained, really everyone agrees that the golus of going into the street is the more effective golus. It drives home the point. The only thing is, what he's saying is that if we can't do golus in the street, let's say it's not a Jewish city, and we can't just in the middle of the city sit down and make a tainus, so then at least do golus from one shul to another shul. V'lam metzin as a table rechava shaliyah. Why do we take the Oren to this town square? Oren Shimon Leva, Loima, Klitz Nua Hayulanu. We had this Keli, which is treated with so much respect, the Oren with the Sefer Torah, V'nizbazza Bavanenu. And because we didn't treat it properly, because we didn't treat the Torah properly, so now we have to take it to the street. So the Divrei Chaim, there's a tshuva from Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, there's a situation that he's a question where Rachman Otzlan, a Sefer Torah fell in shul. And the question is, what do the people in the shul have to do? So the Divrei Chaim says that we know the minig is that if a Sefer Torah Rachman Otzlan is dropped, we fast. Where is the makar? Where is the source of that minig? So he says it's our Gemara. Here it says that the Torah is considered a klit senua. It's supposed to be kept with respect. If it's treated, chas v'shalom, without respect, it's a day of fasting. So therefore, says the Divrei Chaim, if a Torah falls to the ground, just like in this Gemara, it says you fast, that's why the minig is to fast. The Masham questions the Divrei Chaim, because the Masham says that this Gemara is now referring to a situation where the Sefer Torah was dropped. This Gemara is referring to a situation where Klal Yisrael, so to speak, did Averis, and because of that, the Torah is, so to speak, embarrassed. So he questions the comparison of the two situations. Then I saw a beautiful pshat in understanding this Gemara. The Chasam Sofer says that the Torah says that a Melech Yisrael has to have two Sifrei Torah. One Sefer Torah he keeps in his palace, and another Sefer Torah for how you should be with him, Kol Yimei Chayov. So he says, the Chasam Sofer, what's pshat that he needs two Sifrei Torah? So he says, because there are two concepts to the Sefer Torah. There's a Sefer Torah that's in the shul, that's in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis HaKnesses, that we learn with. But the lesson, says the Chasam Sofer, is that a Sefer Torah is not just to be kept in the shul. A Sefer Torah is not just to be kept in the Beis Medrash. A Sefer Torah has to go v'hoyi imoy, v'karboi koi mechayev. Wherever we go, the Sefer Torah has to come with us, and we have to live according to the Sefer Torah. So the Mefarshim explained, that was their mistake. They treated the Sefer Torah like a klit senua. It's a hidden sefer. It belongs in the shul. But they didn't take the Sefer Torah with them to all of their lifetime activities. And that's why v'nizbaz b'avaneinu. That's the biggest aveira. Not to take the Sefer Torah with you. Wherever you go, wherever you live, that is the cause for all the tzaras. Continues the Gemara. V'lam miskasim sakin. Why did they put on sackcloth? And as the Meiri points out, the Mishnah really doesn't say that they put on sackcloth. But the Miri says that the Mishnah does quote what happened in Ninveh. And in Ninveh, the Pasuk says that they put on sackcloth. So obviously, the minhag always was that in these Tanaisim they put on sackcloth. So why don't they put on, why do they do it? Amar Rav Chayber, Abba Loima, Harei Anach Shuvim Kebehema. Sackcloth is made out of goats here. We're like animal. Mefarshim ask, why doesn't the Gemara just bring the Pasuk in Megillas Esther that tells us that Mordechai, Sack Ve'efer, Yutzel Arabim, that he put on a sack. So Mefarshim answer, Moshe ben Mordechai put on a sack directly on his body.
the sack that was put on by a tainus was put on top of the clothing. So that's why we can't bring a raya for Mordechai. What do they put? Ash on top of the oren. Oren Yehuda Mapazi, Kleima Ina Noich Mitzara. Kodesh Baruch Kaviyachal with us in the Tzaras. Rishlakish and Bechol Tzarasim Loi Tzar. Wherever, in all of our Tzaras, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels along with us. So the Beis HaLevi asks, what's the practical difference between these two psukim? They're both really saying the same concept. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels with us when we're in Tzar. So Beis HaLevi says, the first pasuk is Ima Yenoch B'Tzara. Even when an individual is B'Tzar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels along with him. The second pasuk is B'chol Tzarasam, only when it's the Tzibur B'Tzar, not the Tzar of every individual. Another teretz I saw is that there are two types of medical treatment. Sometimes a person takes medical treatment after he's sick. He has to take some sort of a treatment. And certain times there's medical treatment which is preventive. Not sick, Baruch Hashem, but preventive medicine. Imay Noach B'Tzar refers that we're in Tzaras after we did Averis. B'chol Tzarasim Leitzar refers to the preventive measures HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes to prevent us from doing Averis. The Rishonim say, if we look at this pasuk in Yeshaya, of B'chol Tzarasim Leitzar, this is the Kree. The Kree is B'chol Tzarasim and all of our Tzaras, Loi, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzar. But if we look at the Ksiv in that pasuk, it says B'chol Tzarasim Loi, with an Aleph. There is no Tzar. What's Pshat in the Ksiv? So Rishonim say a beautiful Pshat. B'chol tzaraisam. Sometimes Klai Yisrael have tzaras. And we think, look at these terrible tzaras. But we have to realize, compared to the amount of averus that we've done, loy tzar, it's not really enough. We deserve even worse than we got. Amrav Zerim, Marish kevichsinu l'rabbonin. At the beginning when I saw the Rabbanan go through this process, the Yavi Eif of Mikla Gabateva, that they put the ash on the Aron, Mizdazali Kule Gufe, watching such a tremendous, terrible sight would shake me. Why did they put ash on everyone's head, as we learned at the beginning of the shir? Plig by Rav Levi, by Chomer, Rav Chanina. Charama, Harei Anuchshuva Malach Ke'efer, will to you just like ash, meaningless. The Charama Kadesh Yiskalona Afra Shal Yitzchak. You should remember the ash of Yitzchak. So Farshim asked, there was no ash by Yitzchak. Yitzchak never got burnt. So the answer is when Avram Avinu ultimately brought the oil, the Medrash says as he was bringing the oil, on every act that he did to the oil, he said, I should have done this to Yitzchak. So it's considered like the Afer of Yitzchak. Ask the Ramai Benayu, what's the difference between these two approaches? Ikka Benayu Ofestam, can you use dust? If we're trying to remember Yitzchak, we have to use ash. If we're just trying to say that we're meaningless, we could even use dust. But the Mefarshim say we use ash for two reasons. Number one, we do want to mention Yitzchak. And number two, dust is more useful than ash. From dust, from sand, you can make a vessel. Ash is meaningless, useless. Lama Yoytzim Basic Forest. And again, although our Mishnah doesn't say that they went out to the Beis HaKfaros. The minig obviously was that they went out to the Beis HaKfaros on the Tainus Tzibur. And in fact, Tosfos says that's the source for the minig, which is quoted actually in the Shulchan Aruch, that on Tisha B'Av, one should go to the Beis HaKfaros. So why did they go? Pligba Rav Levi B'Chama Rav Chanina. Charam Areinu Chshuma Fenecha K'Mesim. We look at ourselves like Mesim. V'charam K'dei Shivakshu Aleinu Mesim Rachmim. That the Mesim should daven on our behalf. What's the nafkamina? Ikbenai kivrei akum. Can we go to a non-Jewish cemetery? If it's harei anul fenecha k'mesim, it makes no difference. If it's for the tefillah, we have to go to a Jewish cemetery. So Mefarshim discuss what's pshat harei anul chshuma fenecha k'mesim. We're saying that if there's a number of pshat, the one pshat is that if something's not going to happen here, if we're not going to be saved, we're all going to end up dead. Another pshat is that we're saying if chas v'sholem, there's a decree on us that we have to die, by us going to the Beis HaKfaros, that should be the way the decree is fulfilled and we should have a Yeshua. Here the Poskim discuss the issue of being mispalel in the Beis HaKfaros, which is somewhat of a controversial subject in the Sifre Poskim. I saw all different shitas. The Gra
I saw from the Gra. The Gra did not go to Batei Kfaris. He didn't go to cemeteries. He once went, he writes, with his brother to his mother's grave, and he said that he felt very good about going. He told his brother, but then a couple of days later, he told his brother, "I regret going, because the Batei Kfaris is a place where he says we shouldn't, a Jew shouldn't be." Other Paiskim certainly did not view going to Beis HaKfaris the same way. But there is an issur in the Torah of being Doyer Shalameisim. So there's a question, what should be done when one goes to Beis HaKfaris? From the Maril, it seems that one should not be mispalel in the Beis HaKfaris proper, because that's where the Meisim are, and there's a question of Doyer Shalameisim. He should be mispalel outside of the Beis HaKfaris. Others say that you can be mispalel in the Beis HaKfaris, because given such holy people are buried in the Beis HaKfaris, so it's a makom kadosh, it's an appropriate place to be mispalel to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Others say that when one comes to Beis HaKfaris, he should just mention his tzoris, and the Meisim, who are relatives or are great people, hear our problems, and they on their own go up to the Kisei HaKavod and daven on our behalf. And yet others say, we're not being mispalel chas v'shalom to the Meisim. We're being mispalel, they're given the Meisim already on the Olam HaEmes, and they're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should use that position to daven for us left over in this world who need help. My Har Maria. What does Har Maria mean? So the first say, how does Har Maria get into this Gemara? Some say, because it's the same mandomer of Levi Bechomer of Chanina that had the previous machlaikas, so we mention them again. Others say, because as we learned in the Mishnah, we're going to learn in Amid Beis, the part of the Nusach was, Misha Onel Avram Avinu Bahara Maria, so you want to know what Hara Maria is. Pligvar of Levi Bechomer of Chanina. Chara Mahash Mena Yotza Arali Yisrael. Chara Mahash Yotza Mena Loiv Kechofim. So Rashi says there are two pshatim. What Hara Maria can mean. One pshat is Hara Maria is the Mokma Migdash. Because the Sanhedrin sat in the Lishkas Hagazis, which was in the base of Migdash. And another pshat is, that Shiyotzim Men Arol of the Kechavim, because the base of Migdash was so splendid, the Goyim came to respect us so much when they saw the base of Migdash. The other pshat, Rashi says, is that it refers to Har Sinai. Shiyotzim Men Arol of the Kechavim, Yisrael, because that's where the Torah was given. And Shiyotzim Men Arol of the Kechavim, Eretz Yorah V'Shokta, by Kabbalah's Torah, the whole world shook, because on Har Sinai the Torah was being given. The Chasam Sofer has a very interesting approach to this Gemara. He says that's really the machlokes of Rav Levi Bechama and Rav Chanina. The Mandama says Har Maria is because Shiyotzim Men Arol Yisrael holds that Har Maria is Har Sinai. And the Mandama says the Shiyotzim Men Arol of the Kechavim holds that Har Maria is the Makom HaMikdash. Hazakin Shaban Aimul Fnam Divri Kvushim. So we saw that the elder says to them Divri Musa. Tanabaram Im Yesh Zakin, if there's a Zakin there, I'm a Zakin. Mimlav I'm a Chakim, if not the Chakim should say it. Mimlav I'm a Adam Shotsura, a person of stature. What is a Adam Shotsura? I saw many different Pshatim Dirishonim. Some say it's a person that was a very tall person, or a person that has a Hadris Ponim, that has an imposing figure. Others say that Adam Shatzur is maybe he's not in the Madrega of a Talmud Chacham, but he knows how to learn. Others say that he's a person that's Oisik B'tzarchei Tzibur. He's a person that does for the Klal. And yet others say he may not know Torah, he may not be a Talmud Chacham, but he's a knowledgeable person. Ask the Gemara, Otto Zokim, the Kamri, Avgav the Lav Chacham, who? So when he said a Zokim, does it mean somebody who doesn't know how to learn? Am Rabbi Chacham. Im Zay Zokim Vuhu Chacham, if we have a person who's older and also a Chacham, I'm a Zakim Chacham. He's the first to say. Mimlav, I'm a Chacham. If we can't find an older person, we should at least find a Talmud Chacham. Mimlav, if we can't even find that, then we use an Adam Shatsura. What does he say? Achenu, my brothers. Loisak v'tainas garmim. It's not the sak and tainas that are going to bring our Yeshua. El tshuva maisim toivim garmim. Tshuva, doing the right thing, will save us. Shekeim et sinab anshin nirvei. Shalai Nemabem, it doesn't say, as we learned in the Mishnah, V'yarel kimas sakamas tanisam, he saw their outer actions, El yarel kimas maseyem, kishavu medakim hara. Continues the Gemara, quoting the Pasuk in Yoina, V'yiskasu sakim,
Ha'adam v'abehema. What does this mean? May have a avdi. What did they do? Says the Gemara, Asri abehema sluchod v'slavad sluchod. They separated the animals, the mothers, from the babies. Amalfan, Rabban Shloilam. Im einatam rachim aleinu. If you won't have rachmanas on us, ein onu merachim aleinu. We will not have rachmanas on these animals. Very difficult Gemara. So I saw one pshat is that the animals, when the mothers and the children are separated, so they all started screaming and yelling, and that causes a situation of rachmanis, and that we hope we'll have rachmanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall have rachmanis. Another pshat is Adam ubehema teshia Hashem. Adam behema b'schus ha-behema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall have rachmanis on these behemas. He has rachmanis on us. But then I saw a very beautiful pshat from Yosha Ben Soloveitchik. It's a gorgeous pshat. He says that it's really not within the human nature to have rachmanis. A person is really a selfish creature. Why do we find that people have rachmanis? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaRachmim. And Mahu Rachim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Baal HaRachmim, Af Ata Rachim, you should also be a Rachmim. But we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our whole being of Rachmanis emanates from you being a Baal Rachmanis. If you don't have Rachmanis, we certainly will not be Bali Rachman. Continues the Gemara. V'yikra l'kim b'chazaka, my Omer, what did they say? Omer ulfon, Ribbono Shloim, all of us, if you have a people, you have a person that acts right, and you have a person that doesn't act right. Rashi says, chotzuf. Tzadik v'rosha. Even though the tzaddik should win, mi netchem b'nei mi, we know in the world, it's the Rishon that win. Here too, even though we don't act properly, let us prevail. V'yishuvi ish midaka ro menachomash shekapeyim, mayim menachomash shekapeyim, o meshmul afilu gozul mereish, even if someone stole a beam, ubonu b'bira, and he installed it in his mansion, mekakeya kol abira kula, would dismantle an entire mansion, o maxim mereish labalav, to return the beam. So Mefarshim discussed, the Gemara says many times, there's something called Takanas HaShavim. That even though the halacha is V'heshev es gzeil ha-shagozel, and one steals from someone else, he has to return the item he stole, Chazal wanted to make it easy to do tshuva. They knew if someone's going to steal a beam, and he's going to have to return the actual beam after he put it into this house, it's unlikely he's going to do it. So Chazal said, give the value of the beam, it's enough. So now there's a shaila, what happened here? Is this Gemara referring before Chazal instituted Takanas HaShavim, and that's why they had to give back the beam? Or the Sfas Emes wants to suggest that the Takanas HaShavim was already in place, but they wanted to do a full-fledged tshuva. So yes, they could have just given back the money, but they didn't want to do not a full-fledged tshuva, and that's why they were ready to take apart the whole mansion to give back, to do a proper tshuva. Amar Rav Ad Bar Hava, Adam Shesh B'Yad Averim Sfada, if a person did an avera and regrets it, but he didn't really do full-fledged tshuva, a person is holding his sheretz in his hands, if he goes into all the water of the world, the tefillah is meaningless. That's toiv l'sheretz b'yodai. But once he lets go of the sheretz, kivin shetovel b'abo saw, as soon as he goes to proper mikveh, b'yad osle tefillah, the tefillah helps. Shenema umayda v'oizav yiruchem. After he does full tshuva, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis. V'ayman, the pasuk says, in Echa, the soul of Avenu al kapayim al kel shebishamayim. Mefarshim says, the soul of Avenu either means that we have to do tshuva l'Avenu with our full heart, or kapayim. The tshuva shouldn't remain in our heart. It should be translated al kapayim into deeds. There's a famous yeshiva shechakira. Toivel v'sheretz b'yodai. What happens? Doesn't mean that the person becomes tahor, and he automatically becomes tamei afterwards. Or he never becomes tar in the first place because he was holding his sheretz. Chaim Briska suggests that he never becomes tar. I saw other mefarshim want to say it makes a difference what kind of tumah. If the person had on himself a tumas mess, which is a higher level of tumah than a tumas sheretz, so by going into the mikveh, he accomplishes something. But if the person only had a tumas sheretz, then going to the mikveh with holding his sheretz is meaningless. This concept of tarvel sheretz b'yodai is relevant la'loch l'maisim. I'll give two examples. One example is, let's say one buys a keli from a guy, a used keli. So he has to do two things. He has to kasher it, and he also has to toivel it. The halach is you should kasher it first, and then be toivel it. Or a ger, the halacha is a ger has to have mila, the tefila. The halacha is the mila should take place before the tefila, otherwise it's tovel sheretz biyodeh. What's he going to the mikveh when he's still an oral, when he doesn't have the mila yet? Continues the Gemara. Om de betfila meridin lefnei tefila zaken. Tanabana, om de betfila, abishesham zaken v'chakam, even though you have a person who's zaken v'chakam, that we learned in the previous Gemara is the best about tefila. We do not appoint a baal tefillah, elam adam haragel, a person who's fluent with the psukim. We discussed this in the previous year, because if he's not fluent, it's a bad sign. The Mishnah Berurah seems to say, a person who's fluent with the psukim is because he's following what the psukim say. You want a Talmud Chacham. I saw another pshat that sometimes the baal tefillah would add their own tefillah, but they know they have to be fluent with psukim to be able to add their own tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, betupel ve'en loy, somebody who has a lot of family members to support, but he doesn't have any money. V'yesh lo yigia besada, he works hard. Obeis rekum, we'll discuss this more. Operke noy b'shval berach, means he's humble. When the Mefarshim say means he's humble, he has something to be proud of, and yet he's humble. Umrutz la'am, people like him. V'yesh lo ni'ima v'kol ha'arev, he's davens nicely, ubaki likras b'tar neviim k'suvim, lishtem b'midrash b'alokas b'agadus, he's familiar with the psukim and the midrashim, ubaki b'kol ha'brachas kulon, and he knows the nusach ha'tfila. V'yabai rabbiya na'yu b'rivitzik b'ami, who is such a person? Rivitzik b'ami. Ask the Gemara, ha'ina b'tupo v'ein loy, ha'ina b'esereikim, isn't that the same? Am Rav Chizda, zeshu b'esereikim in avera. B'esereikim means that he didn't do any averas. So Machlokes Rashi and the Rama what Beis HaRekim and Aver means. Rashi says Beis HaRekim and Aver means that he has no Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Rambam learns Beis HaRekim and Aver is not only is he not a Bal Avera, but all the members of his family are also not Bali Avera. Operka No, what does that mean? Amar Bai Zesh Lo Yotz Lo Shem Rabbi Yudusoi. Even when he was young, the people not speak badly about him. He didn't have any bad rumors swirling around him. Hoysali nachlosi ka'ariya biyar, noisun lai b'koil ha'kens nesiyo, mai noisun lai b'koil, what does this possibly mean? Omer av zutra batovya, omer rav, v'amal omer av chama, omer av beleza, se shlich tzibur, hayor lefnei tevi shena hogin. About tefillah they appoint who's not worthy. Noisun lai b'koil, the Mefarshim explained that all this person has to offer is koil, his voice. But there's nothing more than his good voice, his nice voice. There's nothing of substance to this individual. He's not the person to be appointed as a baal tefillah. There's machloikis in the paiskim as we finish learning this piece of Gemara. When is this din? Is this din only on fast days or Shoshanim Kippur that we have to look for such a baal tefillah? Or is this a din every time that we have to appoint a baal tefillah, a person of stature? There's also a shaila. If the person did tshuva, is he acceptable as a baal tefillah or not? They seem to say that even if he did tshuva, he shouldn't be acceptable, because what does Pirkei Noah mean? That he didn't have anything bad said about him when he was young. And if they did say bad about him when he was young, if he did tshuva, it doesn't make a difference. So we see that preferably we should have somebody who's not a baal tshuva. They also discuss what happens if the person maybe did averus when he was younger, but he did his averus only b'shoigig, not b'mezit. The Paiskim seem to be makel under those circumstances. But again, for all year round, certainly there's room to be makel, because most Paiskim hold that we don't have to look for all of these qualities all year round. And even Yom Nerom, apparently, if he did tshuva and he only did daveris b'shogig, there's enough room to be makel. It's also interesting in Halacha, the Halacha says that it's better to appoint about tefillah someone who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik versus someone who's a tzaddik ben rasha. Continues the Gemara. Vaymelf name Esther Arba Brachas. He says 24 Brachas. Shmoine Esrish B'chol Yoim. He says the 18 Brachas that we have in everyday Shmoine Esrei. On Maisvah Leimot Shesha, we add 6 Brachas on the Tainus. Ask the Gemara, Hani Shesh. How could you say that he only adds 6 Brachas? Sheva Havyan. If we remember, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, the Mishnah quotes 7 endings. So how can we say that there are only 6 brachas? If there's 6 brachas, how do we have 7 endings? Kitznan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Al Shvius, on the 7th brachu, Omer, Baruch Merachem Al Aretz, Omer Av Nachba Yitzchak, Mai Shvius, Shvius Larucha. There are 7 brachas that are
lengthier than usual. The six new brachas that are said strictly on a tainus, and the bracha of Re'eino ben Yenu, which is a bracha that we say every day in the Shemoneh Esrei, is lengthened on a tainus sibur. And as we discussed in the previous shir, does machlokes rishonim, is it just lengthened or is also a neinu inserted? Kiritanya, the Goy Yisrael Marach, the bracha of Goy Yisrael is said in a longer version. And as he ends this bracha, he says, Mishonos Avram Avinu Bahar Maria, Hu Yane Eschem, V'Yishmen V'Kol Tzakaschem, Hayoyim Azeh, Baruch Goy Yisrael, V'Heino Einem Achav Amen, the Tzibur says Amen, V'Chazen HaKnesses Oymuhem, Tiku B'nei Aaron, Tiku, he makes an announcement, and now's the time to blow. V'Chois V'Oymen, then the next bracha is, Mishonos Avasen Al Yamsuf, Hu Yane Eschem, V'Yishmen V'Kol Tzakaschem, Hayoyim Azeh, Baruch Zoychar Nishkoches, Baruch Baruch remembers the things that were forgotten. Klai Yisrael, so to speak, was forgotten in Mitzrayim. V'heim Oynim Akrav Omein. And again, V'chazen Al-Kesas Oymalam Hariyah B'nei Aaron Hariyah. Again, we discussed in the previous shir, before it says Tiku, it says Hariyu. Is it just the same thing, just different words? Or was there a different Seder? Some suggest, as we said, that it's the same. Others say that first they blew Tekiah, true Tekiah, the next time they blew true Tekiah, and yet others say the first time they blew Tekiah, Shvam, true Tekiah, then Tekiah, true Tekiah, then Tekiah, Shvam, Tekiah, and then repeated that. Became bracha, bracha, and so is done by every bracha, bachas on the tiku, one time the Shamish announces the word tiku, or bachas on Maria, one time he announces the word Haria. Continues the Gemara, the Medvar Mamurim Begvulim. This was the process, the procedure followed outside the Beis HaMikdash. Alba Migdash and it came in the Bais Migdash, there wasn't the process. Lufisha ain on Amen Migdash. In the Bais Migdash, Amen wasn't said. Rather, as we said yesterday, in the Bais Migdash, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusa Lailam Voed was said. Says the Gemara, Omenayin Shein on Amen Migdash. How do we know that Amen isn't said in the Bais Migdash? Shenema Kumu Baruch Hashem Alakechem, Mina Oilam Vera Oilam. Vivaruch Shem Kvodecha, Umraim Akabracha Sila. That we have to express a larger or a bigger praise by every bracha. Yochel akol brachas kulon loyteil teil achas. That instead of after every bracha said in the Beis Hamikdash, we wait till all the brachas are said, and then only after all the brachas are said, then and only then do we say one thing at the end. Tamalayma umroyma akol brachas sila akol bracha for every individual bracha. Ten loy teila, we should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vel b'migdash ma'oimer. So what was the nusach following the Beis HaMikdash? Omer Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Ve'ad HaOlam. Instead of saying Baruch Ata Hashem, as we normally say when we say a bracha, what they rather said was Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min HaOlam Ve'ad HaOlam. Given the chshivas of the Beis HaMikdash, we mention Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Ve'im Olam Achra Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machus HaOlam Ve'ad. And the Ritva says why in the Beis HaMikdash they say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Elayim Lomvoed, unlike we normally say Amen. So the Ritva says because in the Beis HaMikdash, when they mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, they mention it the Shem HaMafayrish, the way it's spelled, not just the way we pronounce it with Admos. So since they set out the Shem HaMafayrish, it's most appropriate when one hears the Shem HaMafayrish, he should say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Elayim Lomvoed. V'chazak knas oimer lahem tiku kahanim bnei Aaron tiku v'chayz v'oimer mi sh'ono as Avram Bahar Marie hu yana eschem yishmen b'kol tzukaskum ayoyim zeh Baruch Hashem elkei Yisrael min ha'oilam v'ha'oilam zaycha nishkoches v'heim oinam akrov Baruch Hashem kvay mechusa l'oilam v'od v'chazak knas oimer lahem tiku kahanim bnei Aaron riyu v'koyim kol brocha brocha b'achsoyim tiku as we learned in the previous shtickle gemara b'achsoyim hariyu until the entire tefillah is finished. As we learned in the Mishnah, they did this even outside the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the people saying Baruch Shem Kvay Mechus Elayim Voed instead of Amen. This is only done in the Beis HaMikdash. We say Baruch Shem Kvayim Mechus Elayim Voed, not anywhere else. Everywhere else we say Baruch Ata Hashem, and we also say Amen. This the Amri Kedetanya. Amr Lefneim Esen Ve'Aver Brachas, Shman Esrish B'chal Yoyim, they said 24 brachas on the Tanis Sibur, the regular Shman Esrei, Umayis V'Leim Oit Sheish, Vice and Sheish Hecher Amri, where were they inserted in the Shemana Esrei? Ben Goyal, the Rafe Chayla, between the Bracha of Goyal and the Bracha of Rafe Chayla. Umach Begula, Vein Oinem Akrov Omen Akal Bracha, Ubracha, Vekena Yenoigim Bemegvulim.
That's what they did in outside the Beis Hamikdash also. But what is the difference?
Abba Migdash Oimrim, Baruch Hashem Al Kesom, and Oilam, and Oilam, Baruch Goyal Yisrael, Vloyoyoyna Akrov Omen, Vekal Kach Lama, why didn't they say Omen in the Beis Hamikdash? Vefish Ein Omen B'Migdash, because Amen is not said in the Beis HaMikdash. U'minayin shein oin Amen B'Migdash. Shinam ha'kumah baruch Hashem l'kechem. This is a repetition of what we just learned. Min ha'olam v'olam. B'yivaruch Hashem k'vdecha. U'mirayim ka baruch ha'sila. Akal baruch hu baruch ha'tein le'tila. Every baruch we say baruch Hashem k'vim ha'chus l'olam v'od. The Karen Oira asks, what's the difference between the first version of the Gemara and this to Amri, that the Gemara is bringing down this to Amri? So he says, the difference is that according to the first version of the Gemara, even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they blew the shofar after every bracha, after every chesima. According to the Ista Amri, outside the Beis HaMikdash, they did not blow the shofar after every bracha. They rather blew the shofar after all the brachas were finished. And it's interesting to note, if we look in the Rambam, when he quotes the Seder Tainis Tzibur, he only mentions that the shofar was blown once, after an entire set, not after every bracha. And the Mefarshim want to know where the Rambam takes this from. If we learn our Mishnah says that it was said after every bracha. The basis, they say, is this, is the Amri. Tana Abonim. Al Roshayna Soayim Baruch Hashem Al Kei Soam Anoylam Ad Oylam Baruch Goy Yisrael V'hein Anoylam Akra Baruch Shem Kfayim Mechus Loylam Voed. This is in the base of Migdash. V'chazen Knes Oam Tiku Karim Tiku V'choyz V'oymer Mishan Es Avram V'im Bahar Maria Huyana Haskam Yishmav Kol Tzakaskam Ayoyim Zeh. And then the next bracha is, we learned this all in the Mishnah. Mishana Savasen Al Yamsuf, Huyana Eschem Yishman, Bekotza Kaskam Ayoyim Azeh, Vemarin Vitaik Marin, Vikain Ka Bracha Bracha, Bachs Amatiku, one bracha they say Tiku, Bachs Amiriyu, Achigmas Ka Brachs Kulan until we finish the entire set. Rav Chalafta B'Tzipayri, Rav Chanani B'Tradi B'Sikni, that they should say Baruch Shem K'vayim Chus L'Olam V'Oed, or the way they blew, or what they blew. Farshim said that the reason it's so interesting that they should blow with a shofar is, as we learned in Daman Aleph so many times, the Gemara kept on saying that on this Yom HaTinus, we want to compare ourselves to animals. So that's why we blow with a shofar, which is the horn of an animal. That's where we say Baruch Shem K'vayim Chus L'Olam V'Oed. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, we say Amen.